This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Obama did a quick out and in today, Las Vegas, Nevada, then backed to Washington. He was there just long enough to say what he wanted to say about immigration, offering an idea that has become a central part of the debate this time around.
We all know that today we have an immigration system that's out of date and badly broken. A system that's holding us back instead of helping us grow our economy and strengthen our middle class.
So more legal immigrants, the presidential logic train seems to be, gets you a better economy. True? We asked Marketplace's Chrissy Clark to look into that.
Bertin Solis is not an economist. He's a freshman in college. But he has a pretty good idea of what would happen to the economy, at least his family's economy, if illegal immigrants living here now had the chance to get legal status. In short, his dad would get a raise.
He could be put in a higher position.
Solis's dad crossed the border from Mexico illegally more than a decade ago. He works for a landscaping company now and makes minimum wage.
He still makes the same thing that he's made since he's been there for like about 7 years. Without papers, you're always stayed at the same level.
Solis's theory is pretty much right, says Giovanni Petty, an economist at University of California, Davis. He says legalized workers would probably get a 5 to 10% bump in wages in the first few years, more in the long term, and that can ripple.
This person will earn more, will consume more, will generate more economic activity in the area wherever he or she lives.
Creating more pathways for legal immigrant workers wouldn't just affect low-wage industries like landscaping. Vivek Wadhwa is a tech entrepreneur who teaches at Stanford.
I came to the United States in 1980. I became a citizen about a decade later. And then I started my first company, which employed 1,000 workers.
But as immigration policy stands now, Wadhwa says it's barely possible for the foreign students he teaches to follow his lead.
I agonize about losing all these brilliant people, but I tell them, look, don't waste your time. Go abroad.
He calls it the reverse brain drain. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.